What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce, a.k.a. Mike the Movie Guy. It is time for another Audio Boo movie review. This one is for the scary horror film that's been playing for a couple of weeks now, Sinister, starring Ethan Hawke. It was pretty cool to see Ethan Hawke back on the big screen. I like Ethan Hawke. I'm a fan of Ethan Hawke. So shout-outs to Scott Derkinson, the director-writer of this movie, for casting him in the movie. Let's talk about it. I know that if some of y'all see the trailer online and it'll show like from the producers of Paranormal Activity 4 and Sinister. Well, not even Paranormal Activity 4, like all the films of Paranormal Activity. Yeah. Okay. I know I haven't watched Paranormal Activity 4 yet and I'm hearing mixed things. So please do not use any bad negative press about the Paranormal Activity movies against Sinister. Yeah, just throw that out the window. If you're a fan of The Exorcism of Emily Rose, this is the same writer and director that did that movie, did Sinister. So you, if you're into horror flicks and just twisted kind of craziness, Sinister is right up your alley. It's playing in theaters. Let me tell you about the movie. Ethan Hawke plays this like true crime novelist. He basically goes around and finds really crazy stories, and then he pretty much goes in and kind of like digs up evidence, and even if it's good or bad against the police and detectives, and he kind of speaks the truth in a very in-your-face kind of way. And it kind of resurfaces old feelings with families. It's just, it's a good job for him, but it's not the greatest. And you could pretty much say that law enforcement isn't, they're not really happy campers about this guy. So apparently this big murder happens, like a family of four, and like 9 months later, he moves into the house and he's determined to kind of dig up everything and believes that this book that he's going to write is going to be the book of all books. So his family's like, fine, we're here for another booking, sorry, writing. And the kids are a little upset because they had to get out of school and all that stuff. But Ethan Hawke's like, trust me, this book is going to be the best book anyone's ever read. And one day while he's unpacking stuff, he gets up to the attic and he finds a box that has a old film projector and some old 8mm film. It's kind of labeled, you know, like family barbecue, family road trip, family swimming party, kind of stuff like that. And he watches one of the movies. And as he's watching, he's like, oh, this is one of the families that lived here. And all of a sudden, something happens where that movie turns out to be a snuff film. Yep, somebody murders on film the family. And he's like, what the hell? And so he's watching that one movie and then he looks in the box and can see that there's like seven other, you know, 8mm films in there. So, do your math, put it together. Yeah, I don't want to give too much away. But this movie is really twisted, crazy. I really enjoyed it. It was really good. I was a big fan of the movie. To the acting, to the cast, even to the music. The music was just so eerie and on point. I don't know if I was, it was like Marilyn Manson soundtrack. I don't know. There were times where I was like, am I listening to the freakiness of what he's hearing in the house and what he's seeing? And, or is it the soundtrack? I mean, made me want to go buy the soundtrack because it's just a weird, crazy thing. And speaking of the music, also, there's a demon named Bagul in this movie that eats the souls of children. So there it is. It's crazy music, this freaky demon, and people popping out of things and film, and it's just crazy. So if you're looking for a cool, fun horror kind of suspenseful thriller in your face horror movie, check out Sinister. I don't think you'll be disappointed. And like I said, whatever you heard about Paranormal Activity 4, do not hold that against Sinister, you know. So how many popcorns do I give it? I probably give it 4 out of 5 popcorns for Sinister. Yep, it's still playing in theaters, so go check that out. And you want to find out more reviews and other giveaways and goodies that I got, iWatchMike.com. That's my blog. And follow me on Twitter @MikeTheMovieGuy. Peace.